The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. This morning we turn our attention to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, beginning with verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you." This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who bids us all to go and preach the gospel, dear friends in Christ, Semper Paratus is an ancient and well-known Latin proverb. It means always prepared. It's gotten a lot of use over the years, and down to this very day, there are hundreds of organizations around the world that take that as their official motto. Among these are the U.S. Coast Guard and the Boy Scouts of America, the Fire Department of Strathclyde, Scotland, the Royal New Brunswick Regiment of Canada, and the Storm Esquadron, the sole existing tank battalion of the Norwegian Army. One rather wonders why the Norwegian Army needs a tank battalion, let alone one that is semper paratus, always prepared. Evidently, there are a lot of people who understand that it's important to be always prepared. But there is one group of people for whom preparedness isn't just a preference, it's a vital necessity, and that's the Christians. Christians need to be prepared to witness their faith to other people. Join me this morning in considering the theme, Semper Paratus, always prepared with a care for souls. As our text opens, the Apostle Paul finds himself in the ancient Greek city of Athens with some time on his hands. So he starts to look around. And one thing that strikes him right away about the Athenians is their idolatry. While Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him when he saw that the city was given over to idols. The word for provoked there literally means sharpened. Paul was stabbed to the heart. In Athens, he saw an entire population immersed in spiritual darkness, a whole city following false gods and marching in lockstep toward eternal destruction. What he saw basically were tens of thousands of souls dying, and that bothered him. He cared about them. He wanted to do something to help those lost people. And this perfectly illustrates the reason why the motto Semper Paratus should apply to every Christian. Because an effective Christian witness is always prepared, first of all, with a care for souls. Paul cared when he saw souls dying. Do you? Do you have a care for souls? Kind of an uncomfortable question, isn't it? It seems self-evident that we Christians should be willing to do everything possible to bring the good news about Jesus to people still lost in sin. What's really sad is there are so many people who consider themselves to be Christians who not only are not willing to do everything to bring the gospel to people, they're not willing to do anything. Think I'm exaggerating? I'm not. A team of researchers recently under Dr. Tom Rayner surveyed thousands of people who do not attend worship services, trying to find out why. The main answer was pretty simple. 73% of them said they were never invited. They were never invited. And among those, by the way, the majority said that they would consider coming to church if somebody invited them. But they're not. And why not? Partly because of an even more shocking statistic. In any given year, only 21% of active churchgoers, people like you and me, ever invite someone to church. 21%. That's pretty shocking. Three-quarters of non-churchgoers never go to church because 4 out of 5 churchgoers never ask anyone to come. It's hard to imagine how bad that is. It's really important. In fact, it's hard to imagine anything more important than Christian witnessing. Who's going to reach out to the souls that are dying in this world if you don't do it? Paul said in Romans, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" Are you doing that? Reaching out to lost souls with the gospel? In a moment we'll sing, "Let none hear you idly saying, there is nothing I can do, when the souls of men are dying and the Master calls for you." Well, no one was going to hear the Apostle Paul saying anything like that. He really cared for souls, and he wanted to do something, so he did. Therefore, he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and with the Gentile worshipers, and in the marketplace daily with those who happened to be there. You see, Paul was an opportunistic evangelist. I knew an opportunistic fisherman one time. He was someone who lived here in the upper Midwest, and he traveled a lot for business, and he loved to fish. So what he did was he kept one of those collapsible fishing rods and reels tucked underneath the front seat of his car. And whenever he was traveling and he passed by a likely-looking body of water, a stream or a lake, he'd get out and make a few casts. And that guy caught a lot of fish. Why? Because he was always prepared. He was an opportunistic fisherman. Are you? Are you an opportunistic evangelist? Your knowledge of God's word is your equipment. Keep it within reach and handy. You never know when you're going to need to use it. It might be when you're talking to a friend or a relative, a cousin, somebody on an airplane, online friend, a coworker at your summer job. Peter said, "Always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." It's important to remember at all times that everyone you meet, even the perfect strangers, are souls for whom Christ died. Well, by this point, you might be getting a little discouraged by all of this. Boy, you say, that doesn't sound much like me at all. My care for souls isn't what it ought to be. When it comes to witnessing, my heart is often timid rather than courageous. Instead of semper paratus, always prepared, I feel like I'm numquam paratus, never prepared. Well, dear Christians, take heart. Confess your sins and your shortcomings to God, and remember your Savior Jesus. Jesus didn't come to improve you. He came to save you. He came to step into your place and do all the things that you should have done and didn't, to be your substitute and your champion. In every place where you've fallen down and failed, Jesus succeeded. He kept God's law perfectly in your place. He was always prepared to present the saving gospel to people. He had and has an unfailing care for every lost soul. That's why he had pity on you and put faith in your heart in the first place. Where we have often been weak and frightened, Jesus was strong and courageous. He braved all the forces of hell to accomplish our salvation on the cross of Calvary. Because of the blood he shed there on Calvary's hill, all your sins have been covered. All your weaknesses, your flaws, your failings, your shortcomings, and yes, all those times when you should have been a bold and prepared proclaimer of the gospel and weren't. Jesus atoned for it all. As John truly says, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So where does that leave us? Since Christ has already prepared a place for you and me in heaven, and since the Holy Spirit has prepared in our hearts a knowledge of the gospel, let us be semper paratus, always prepared to share that faith and good news with others. Amen. We'll conclude with stanza 4 of hymn 496. Thank you.